Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. Here's your host, Mark Murphy.
All right. Yes, I am back. I'm back. And you missed me last week. In case you didn't know it, you missed me, FYI, because I was down doing battle with mini bars in the Dominican Republic. Yes, folks, second trip in less than 3 weeks, and I'm here to talk about it. Yes, I made it out alive. Yeah, that's how ridiculous this story's gotten. But let me ask you a question. Have you seen much in the way of news coverage lately? Not really, because I think the news media has pretty much moved on, and that's good. But in their wake, the damage has been done. I'm going to get to that and a heck of a lot more today, man. And I've got some great stuff. You're going to hear about some travel warnings and one you are not going to believe. You're going to laugh your ass off. Just telling you. I'm going to give you some tips on how to stay safe when you travel. I'm going to cover some news happenings of the week, some of the weirdest things that went on in the week. I'm going to give you some insight into social media losers. You know, I always like the social media losers section. That's where the morons on social media come out of the woodwork and start sharing their brilliant effing insights. And they're literally not so brilliant. In fact, most of them are devoid of facts or common sense. And I'm going to just illustrate some of them for you. And I'm also going to point out how travel agents are out there in force. I saw a bunch of them in the DR. They are out seeing the resorts, reporting back, sharing on social media, doing a freaking awesome job. And the properties and the companies that are bringing them down there, you guys are rocking it because you know how powerful travel agents are. And guess what? Seeing is believing. But we're going to get to that in a whole heck of a lot more. But first up, I keep telling you, lazy losers. Yeah, that's right. I call my audience losers. But it's a term of endearment because you're lazy, because you didn't post a review yet. You know who I'm talking to you right now. You know who you are. Yeah, that's it. Put your head down in shame. All right, you don't have to put your head down in shame, but you need to subscribe because guess what? If you had subscribed and written a review last week, well, actually, over the last 2 weeks, you would have automatically won. Because guess who? As of the 24th when our last podcast went up, till today, anybody that wrote a review, you win. So I'm going to rattle them off. You've got the usernames Discara, Carlafors, Davey Wilkinson, Clo2686, and Naughty Traveler. You all are winners. And what does that mean? That means you get to go to the Travel Forward store at travelforward.com. That's one of my books. Go to travelforward.com, click on store. You'll go over to my store, pick something out, whatever the heck you want. There's dad hats, there's pens, there's the book, there's shirts, there's a bunch of stuff. I've lost track. But anyway, one of my favorites is You Choose How Good You Want to Be. And that's from Lenny the Shoeshine Guy, who I write about in my book, Travel Forward. So happy to send you an autographed copy of the book, whatever you want. But Discara, Carlafors, Davey Wilkinson, Clo2686, and Nautique Traveler, you are all winners this go-around. So for the rest of you lazy bones, why don't you get out there and write a freaking review? All right? But make sure you subscribe, too, so you know when the podcast is coming out. All right. Now, with that said, let's just get into some of the news that's going on this week. You may not have seen it, but there was a tsunami on land, and it injured 40 people. Right? Now, everyone's like, oh, my God, where did this happen? How does a tsunami in the middle of the land just come out of nowhere? Well, it was because it was a wave pool, and it was in the city of Longjing in north. I think I'm hopefully saying it right. Longjing in northeast China. And it's a pretty cool video. You should look it up. You should say, look it up as Freak Wave in China. And all these people, man, there are like so many freaking people in this pool. And the machine got a little crazy. And it basically created this monster wave in the pool and just launched people. No one was seriously injured based on the reporting. So that's good news. But man, there were so many in that pool. It was slightly overcrowded. You know, we could even say over tourism potentially, but we're not going to go there yet. And then you had that another one of these folks, and it pains me to say this, My kids do the damnedest things, and I'm hoping that they survive long enough to understand that they're not invincible. But a Romanian tourist didn't have such luck. In Yosemite, a number of people have died this year because of venturing off the marked paths. So when it says stay on the marked trail, folks, that is not a suggestion. It's not like, hey, if you feel like it, stay here. These folks went down to the bottom of, I think it's called Bridal Veil Fall, and they were climbing on the rocks, and some of the rocks are pretty high, and this guy slipped because the rocks are super slippery there, even if they're dry, lost his balance, fell 20 feet. And most people don't realize this. If you fall off a ladder and you're like, you know, 8 to 10 feet up, the odds of a fatality are really, really high. So you don't have to be very high because all you got to do is hit your head. A guy I was friends with, it was a terrible thing, fell off the back of a pickup truck going about 6 miles an hour, went over a little bump. He was sitting on the tailgate. It flipped up and down. Guy's an iron worker. Lived in my town, raising two young daughters. Hit his head. He was dead. And that's all it takes. It's just a head injury. So if you're skateboarding like I do sometimes, and, you know, I wish I had a helmet for my ass, but I had a helmet for my head, and I landed right on my head on this thing called a one wheel, but broke my femur because I didn't have an ass helmet. So there you go. Maybe that's, you know, wow, they could create that. No, you know what my friends did and my family members? They sent me this thing for old people that inflates around their waist. So if they're having a fall, it's like an airbag for their ass or their hip. Yeah, you guys are really, really funny. Yeah, that was great. So as I was sitting there like days after having surgery, being in incredible pain, you thought it would be really funny. Hey, Mark, you should have had this. Well, first of all, you should have suggested it before I broke my ass, number one, right? Number two, yeah, there is no number two. Forget it. But anyway, if you're in these parks, if you're looking to get the perfect selfie, don't risk your freaking life. I keep saying it. Hundreds of people have died taking selfies and doing things. Or, you know, the absolute idiots who do the other thing, which is like in Yellowstone, do you ever notice like the people that approach the wild animals like they're like it's a petting zoo? I saw a dude get kicked by a wild horse down in Maryland. I mean, you don't walk up behind a freaking wild horse. You don't go to try to pet a freaking buffalo or an elk unless you have a death wish. And down in South Africa, there were people getting off a little riverboat, and there's a freaking hippo off to the side, and they were literally getting so close to this hippo, and I don't think they realized that hippos are the biggest killers of humans in Africa. People don't realize that. They kill more people than any lions, elephants, any other animal. So again, common sense, people, you're traveling. Don't be an idiot. But the biggest news of the week, the Venezuelan minister went out and he put a travel warning on coming to the U.S. He warned his citizens that, you know, if there's a warning on the U.S. and they should be aware that if they travel, yeah, how many, they don't let you leave the country. Seriously? How about a travel warning to stay in your own freaking country? Because that's what you need in Venezuela. Really? Okay, I guess that went over with the party bigs in Venezuela. Oh my God, you know, the minister, he's very, very, you know, he's getting out there and bashing the U.S. Don't come to the U.S., it's dangerous. But you might just starve to death in Venezuela. No problem. Yeah. I remember when it was a really great place. I actually remember back in the 90s, a lot of advertising and promotion to American travel agents, getting them to sell packages. Yeah, that's been a long, long time. And man, what a disaster Venezuela is. But hey, good job warning your citizens not to come here. You know, it's a long trip too, because they literally have to cross the border, go up to Colombia. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, not going to happen. So, but thanks. That was good. I get that because of the terrible shootings. And we're going to get to that. In fact, I'm just going to get that out of the way because it kind of leads into the whole Dominican Republic thing. So while everyone's talking about how freaking dangerous it is to go to the Dominican Republic, we have two mass shootings over the weekend. We have, you know, gosh, dozens shot, dozens killed. I think the count's now at 9 and 22. I think El Paso just hit 22. I think it's 9 so far in Dayton. Horrendous. But what people fail to realize is that that's a weekend in Chicago, either one of these cities. I mean, obviously El Paso is more extreme, but what's crazy is the same weekend, and you never hear this in the news. You never hear people coming out talking about gun violence in Chicago. Mainstream media never covers it. By the way, I was born in Chicago, relatives there. They never talk about Chicago. But last weekend in Chicago, 52 freaking people got shot and 7 died. And let me tell you something, if that is not an epidemic, aren't you just shocked that we only hear about these mass shootings where it's a crazed, mentally ill person for the most part? And, you know, obviously they're trying to politicize it. You got all the Democrats coming out, politicizing it. You got people bashing Trump, talking about gun control. And if they actually looked at what these individuals were saying, some of them were like, hey, their high school classmate says 10 years ago, we knew this guy was going to do this. And he's actually an Elizabeth Warren supporter. But you're not going to hear that on the news because it doesn't fit the narrative. And when was the last time you heard a politician in the last 10 years get up there, we got to do something about Chicago, you know, like anybody in the Senate, anybody in the, you know, in the House, president. I mean, Obama's putting his freaking library there. You know, I hope he's got what? He's got Kevlar, because who the hell's going to want to go to Chicago to the library? And trust me, I go to Chicago. I feel safe in Chicago because it's in certain areas, which is why I bring it up, because despite 52 people getting shot and 7 getting killed, 17 of them were shot on Sunday morning within 2 hours. 2 hours. They had to turn ambulances away from the hospital that they were taking them to because they couldn't handle anymore and send them to other trauma centers. That's how crazy Chicago is. But again, they want to talk about, quote, these mysterious deaths in the Dominican Republic. 52 people get shot in Chicago. Citizens of the United States, but we're talking about 11 people under mysterious circumstances dying in the Dominican Republic. And folks, not that mysterious at all. In fact, what has the State Department said? Nada. They say it's safe to go. They haven't changed anything despite the FBI and CDC and all the other focus going on down there. And I have it on good authority. The only thing that they're investigating with the FBI is the couple that died in the room. But boy, we're going to get to some of the social media losers that can't help themselves when it comes to the Dominican Republic. And boy, I had some exchanges yesterday, one in particular, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it with you. But anyway, put it in perspective. I would gladly get on a plane to go to Chicago tomorrow, but are they shooting people? Like, I just got back. I was down there for a week in the DR. I don't recall any reports of anybody getting shot anywhere near where I was, and I traveled between La Romana, one area, and Cap Cana and Punta Cana, two other areas. So I went back and forth a couple of times. I don't recall hearing any news, seeing anything, feeling any kind of danger. None, zero. But everybody wants to talk about that. Well, if 11 people died under mysterious circumstances over the last 12 months in the DR, how many died in Chicago last weekend? 7. 52 got shot. Put it in perspective, for God's sakes. All right, since I'm talking about the Dominican Republic, I'm just going to kind of flow into that because I think there's a gem that's developing down there, and you got to put this property on your list, folks, because it is transforming as we speak. Of course, they put me in the section that hasn't been transformed yet, but, you know, I'm not going to go there. Yeah, that's because the other section wasn't open. But anyway, I like kind of needling a little bit. It's the Hilton La Romana. Now, I've been to the Dominican Republic numerous times. I had not been to that property. And it was a different property before it became a Hilton. And just so everybody knows, it's the Hilton all-inclusive product, which is now being run and managed by the folks at Playa Hotels and Resorts. Those are the same folks that handle the Hyatt, Ziva, and Zilara brands, the Panama Jack brand. They've got the Hilton in Playa del Carmen, another all-inclusive, and they own the franchise / licensing rights for the Hiltons in the Caribbean and Mexico. So those folks are doing a great job, and they're renovating this property, And I just have to tell you, we're on the construction side where the adults only portion is going to be finished very soon. And it is spectacular. I mean, they are doing such an amazing job. And they're so lucky because the property that they own there is in an amazing location. You've got the Caribbean Sea right there. It's super calm. You want to do stand-up paddle boarding. You want to do wakeboarding, jets, water skiing. It's like a lake. The water is so crystal clear. It's phenomenal. There is no sargassum. You hear about that a lot. It's super clean. Wonderful, wonderful beach. But the thing I love about it is you're about a 10-minute walk up the beach from the cutest little local town called Bayahibe. And I hope I'm saying it right. Bayahibe is how I say it. And they're making fun of my attempt at Spanish. And, you know, Paula down there is definitely, she's the sales director down there. She was definitely giving me a hard time as I worked on my linguistic skills or lack thereof. So, yeah, I'm working on it, okay? Hopefully I'm getting it right. Otherwise, I'm going to get critiqued again when I see the ply of folks in New York as they're bringing travel agents together to talk about what's going on in the DR, what's happening, and what the industry can do to combat this rash of fake news. The other thing, so that's La Romana, that's the Hilton, and that property's renovated, like it's a whole new hotel that's coming in. You know, they're taking that existing hotel and literally blowing it up and putting in all new amenities. I mean, it's just, you gotta see it to believe it. Trust me on this, you get the best of both worlds. A great first class experience. On top of that, you also get just an amazing local town that is completely safe and awesome to hang out in. So that's what I love. I really enjoyed going there. A little tip though, if you're in La Romana, Casa de Campo is a great place to stay at. And if you want to go for the whole day, great place to explore. It's about a 20-minute ride from there. However, man, what a pain in the ass to go to dinner. So I feel bad for the restaurants there because there's no way in hell I would go through that experience again. So I would go and spend a day there and have dinner at the end, but there's no way I would go through literally about 45 minutes of headaches to have the approval, to then get to the first check-in area, to get to the second check-in area. My message to the folks at Casa de Campo, if you want people to come from outside the property, and it's a huge property and it's gorgeous, but because they have a lot of celebrities and, you know, high net worth individuals who own villas, et cetera, there, they have really tight security. So you can't just roll in. But you got to make it more accommodating, folks. You got to make it more welcoming. It was not welcoming at all. And it was a real headache. And I literally, if I wasn't with other people, me personally, I felt like, nah, you don't want me here? Great. Boom. I'm just turning around and going back. That's what I would have done. And I would have been done with it. I will come back and stay there. Stayed there before. It's beautiful. But not as a outside, not staying outside at a hotel and then going there for something like we wanted to do. We just have a late dinner with a group of us. And man, oy, oy, oy. Not again. Next time we will do something, okay? All right. So that's the Hilton La Romana area, Bayahibe's little town, best of both worlds. Casa de Campo, great place. Not a great place to just go have dinner. I gave that a shot and it didn't work out. Now, on the other hand, I also spent some time over at Cap Cana and we got some video coming out. We shot some interesting video to give you an idea of what that area is like because people know the name Punta Cana, which is a gated community, super high end, great properties. I mentioned I was at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Gosh, when was that? Like 2.5 weeks ago. Great place. Cap Cana is high end, amazing golf courses. You know, Jack Nicklaus, the Bear, there's a great golf course and club there along the sea. Fantastic, just gorgeous. There's a great area at the marina to hang out. There are stables where you can go. And if you've got kids, they can learn to ride as long as they're five and up. But if they just want to go and just see the horses and hang out, which is just a cool experience. They're such great creatures. You can do that as well. And we kind of document for you what that experience is like, because we want you to know that when you go to a place like this, they've got this self-contained area that's expansive and beautiful with 5-star resorts, but at the same time, it's super safe. You could walk around at any time of the day or night, and you would never have a care in the world. But it's hard to explain that to folks who've never been there. So we shot video there, and we're going to showcase that. And we also shot some additional video at the Sanctuary property, which is a beautiful property. The best way to describe it, it's literally 4 experiences in a single property. And they've got a castle. I mean, how cool is that? And the spa's in the castle, and they've got their luxury towers, and they've got the colonial style. I mean, it's just, they've got these villas that are down on the water that are super private, gorgeous. So, lot to do. And then right up the street from Sanctuary, they've got a brand new, built from the ground up. I'm super psyched about this opening. It's coming, I think, around the beginning of November. We're going to be back down there to shoot the brand new, built from the ground up. Their first property flagged as a Hyatt Ziva and Hyatt Zilara, built from the ground up, right there in Cap Cana. And just a short walk up the beach from where the Sanctuary is. And I think it's going to be amazing. So we're going to document that and bring that to you live with some footage the first week in November. So, man, there's a lot going on. A lot going on with the Dominican Republic and everything. So without a doubt, you should stop listening to the news if they're still putting that nonsense out there. If you have any doubt as to what's going on in the Dominican Republic, just go on Facebook, look up hashtag Dominican Republic, and you are going to see people like I did firsthand on the ground, exploring the destination, sharing their experience. And the destination, like the private sector folks, whether it's, you know, the folks at the Hard Rock, the folks at Sanctuary, the folks at the Hilton La Romana, you name it, they are all bringing hundreds and hundreds of travel agents down. In fact, I know the guys at Playa Hotels and Resorts think they're going to have between 1,300 and 1,500 travel agents down on their dime, hosting them in the DR so they can see firsthand, because Playa understands the value of travel agents, as does as do the folks at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. They understand the power that you have, if you're a travel agent listening, that you bring. And if you're a consumer listening, that's why they do it, because they can't control if the media goes off the freaking rocker, which they've done with the DR. You know, again, put it in perspective. We have 11 mysterious deaths. Not so mysterious. The guy's fucking 78 years old. Seriously? That's not mysterious. He drops dead. He's 78. Then it's like, well, this guy took a sip of scotch and 4 days later, he wasn't feeling well and he died in the hospital. Okay, I don't know what the guy's history is, but he was 67, didn't look like the healthiest guy in the world. And by the way, the 51-year-old that you're trying to conflate with that guy, she took, quote, a sip of a drink, walked out on her balcony like minutes after she checked into the hotel, screamed out in pain, dropped dead of a heart attack. And she had 15 years of cardiac issues, and she was 51. So they're conflating all of these things. All of them are terrible, but the reality is they're destroying a destination, they're destroying livelihoods, and the media doesn't give a shit. They really don't. And like I said a couple weeks back, I came back and I said, I'd love to come in and talk about this. Yeah, that was the response I got. It's called crickets. I don't know how to make a cricket sound, but it was like, hey, what do you guys think? Yeah, they didn't. They're like, yeah, thanks, we'll take a pass. That's the problem. And they literally leave a mess in their wake. One of the properties I was speaking to somebody about, I said, what are your numbers? And they said, the real number is about 10%. And they should be running at 70 to 80% occupancy. So what that means is people who don't make enough money to start with, they're very low paid, are getting laid off because of what? What? Because some news outlet gets all hyped up and starts covering something, then the next one covers it because they don't want to miss out. and then they create a frenzy and they leave damage in their wake, and then they just move on to the next story like nothing happened. And I saw it in Japan after the tsunami. I saw it in Egypt during the uprising. And I went to those places, folks. So when I have idiots on social media telling me, you don't know what you're talking about, fuck you. Okay? I know what I'm talking about. I actually went there. And if you got a problem with me cursing on the podcast, too bad. Don't listen. I'm cool if you don't listen. You know why? Because you'll just be the zombie in the dark, mapping out whatever the hell your life purpose is, which is probably to just grow old and drop dead. That's your life purpose. Okay? That's unfortunate. But if you're telling me you got to stop sticking your head in the sand, oh my God. No, I stuck my head on the line. You think it's dangerous to go to the DR? People are dying in bizarre ways. No, going to the DR while you say it's dangerous isn't sticking your head in the sand. It's sticking your head on the line. Let's get it right. But I'll get to that person momentarily. Stick with me. So, social media losers. Well, you've got those in spades. But the good news is you've got a lot of these travel agents who literally are on the ground reporting back. And they're telling people, well, I just got back, or I saw 14 resorts when I was there, or I went to 4 resorts, or I'm planning on going next month, or I had a large group that just came back, said it was fantastic, they had no problems, and on and on and on. That's the reality on the ground. But the reality, and there's some people that are just, to be frank, I wouldn't call like this guy Aaron a social media loser. Let's hit the water bottle there for a second. I probably should put some bourbon in there today. They'd say it would calm me down. Good luck. But you got Aaron, and he said, this isn't fake news. Something is happening in the Dominican Republic, and I'm paraphrasing. There could be a psychopath running around tainting alcohol. Okay. Now, luckily, somebody responded to Aaron and said, that doesn't make any sense, and here's why. And then he backed down from the psychopath running around. Because when you start coming up with your conspiracy theories here, Aaron, the problem you run into is the properties are 2 hours apart. In some cases, there are 2,000 rooms in that property. Some cases, 800. Some cases, 600 rooms. So you're telling me that these people can go from one area like Punta Cana, which is a gated community, where if they enter a property, they have to go through a checkpoint. Then they have to be a guest in the property to even get in, or an employee. Then once they come in, they get, if they're an employee, and I've watched this at the Hard Rock, they actually get searched. Then when they leave, they get searched again. But somehow somebody is getting in, doing something in a single room, making sure that it's targeted to an American, because it's only Americans, right? Because we're the only ones that are all hyped up about this. Folks up in Canada, yeah, they go to the DR. They go to Mexico. They go to different places. Yeah, they die. And then you know what their top docs are saying? Yeah, there's nothing unusual here. There's nothing to tie together. There's not enough data to even bring this up, it was the response. And you can go search that. Like, search Canadian deaths in the Dominican Republic. And you'll see a year-by-year listing. People die when they travel. Guess what? It happens. If you're going to check out, probably nice to check out in a 5-star luxury resort with an amazing white sand beach and crystal clear blue waters, just saying. It is what it is. But when you start thinking that there's a psychopath running around, you got to think logistically, how would that even be possible? Who has access, employees or guests? How do they get into the property? How did they get to that one room? How did they identify it as an American? Oh, yeah, and it doesn't matter your age. And we're gonna kill the 78-year-old guy. We're going to kill the 51-year-old. We're going to kill the 38-year-old. We're going to kill a 60. Yeah. And by the way, they're hours apart, the properties. But then you have, you know, other people saying, well, I went to the Dominican Republic 5 years ago, and my husband and I got really sick, and, you know, it was very terrible, and, you know, it was coming out both ends and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, well, that sounds like, you know, a number of my trips over the years. I mean, I could recount times in Southeast Asia, times in Mexico, I'll give you a great example. This is fantastic. I ate at the business class lounge at Hong Kong Airport. Yeah. And about 4 hours later, oh my God. And my driver, when he picked me up at JFK Airport, it was still going on. I could make it like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. We had to find a spot to pull over so I could, you know, take care of business. Yeah, it happens. I ended up getting something at the business class lounge for Cathay Pacific. Not what I would expect, but that was the last thing I ate. I got on the plane, I went to sleep, and then it was like, gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. Oh, that's not good. Yeah, great. Like a 15-hour flight nonstop, and you're sick. It happens, folks. It's part of, hey, it's part of the experience. But things will happen to you when you travel, and for the most part, it's like the norovirus. People talk about getting sick, and I go, yeah, that happens. I got sick at a 5-star Mexican resort along with about a dozen other people and had nothing to do with the food. It was gastrointestinal and it was norovirus. And it doesn't just grow out of, you know, oh my God, it just appeared. No, somebody brings it to the property. Somebody brings it on the cruise ship. And, you know, it's the person who's walking around, who's not feeling well, who's got their vacation, but doesn't want to cancel because they didn't buy travel insurance. They're not feeling great, but they come anyway. And in some cases, those people check out. In some cases, those people get everybody else sick and they spread it around. And that's why you have outbreaks. That's why you have this gastrointestinal stuff. So the best tip you have in that case is to wash your hands, do it regularly, and you're going to stay as healthy as possible. But trust me, if you're a heavy traveler, things are going to happen. It sucks if you only get one or two vacations a year, but man, yeah, it just happens. Now, I also have Allison who was asking me, who made the statement, people are dying there. And the answer is yeah, and people are dying everywhere. We already covered that. Kay said, why do you say it's fake? Oh my God, Kay, I said it's fake because what's it based on? Where are the facts? What did they bring to the table? Nothing. But I gotta tell you, The cake goes to what I call our social media loser of the week. And again, I'm only using first names, but Penny, boy, she wanted to know what is fake about it. People from the U.S. are dying in bizarre ways. Ay, ay, ay. So I explained, how is it bizarre when a 78-year-old and then, you know, a grandfather and then a 51-year-old with cardiac issues has a heart attack? How do I explain my buddy Jim Ruggia having a stroke? He was laying in his bed. He had a freaking massive stroke. Shout out to Jimmy Ruggia, one of my favorite people. Great writer. And he is kicking ass now. But yeah, you could say, oh my God, like what happened? Well, he was in his late 50s. He had a massive stroke. And thank God, I call him the miracle man. He came through it. Maybe it's because he got great help and it happened here in the U.S., but if it happened somewhere else, when people start saying, oh, another mysterious death, how'd that happen? No, it doesn't make any sense. But in response, they're why are they covering this? Well, look at the covers, look at the stories. I'm like, that's the whole point. It's bullshit. Case in point, she posts a freaking Rolling Stone story from June 24th, okay? So this is great. And it basically says, you know, is counterfeit alcohol behind the Dominican Republic deaths? That's the headline, right? But if you read the article, it's all a bunch of conjecture, and then it has a big, you know, big headline. You're like, what is the evidence, you know, around counterfeit alcohol and these mysterious deaths? The next sentence says, as of now, there is none. Okay, let me repeat that again. The writer writes, what is the evidence for this counterfeit alcohol claim that he has in his freaking headline that his editor said, yeah, let's run with this headline because we want to get those clicks just like everybody else. That's the problem with media today, folks. You got the culture writer for Rolling Stone weighing in on what's going on in the Dominican Republic with not a freaking fact in his head. Not one. That's EJ. Hey, EJ, get an effing clue, okay? There, I cleaned it up. But to have this whole article and then have another headline in the middle, well, towards the end of the article that says, it's counterfeit alcohol, you know, what is the evidence behind this, to prove this counterfeit alcohol? As of now, there is none. There you go. That's reporting today, folks. And then, of course, as I pushed back on that, I'm like, oh yeah, that great travel authority, Rolling Stone. Yeah, I got a New York Post article, again, from June 28th, FBI to release toxicology reports on these Dominican Republic does. Okay. Now, if she actually read, and this is our social media loser of the week, Penny, if she actually read the freaking New York Post article that she chose to share, and for you guys out there, it's my Facebook post where I posted a picture of an empty airplane, and the front door was closed, and there was row after row after row where you couldn't even see a head. And I posted the fact that people will cheer on the media today in our world politically when it suits their political, you know, leaning left or right. However, I also said when you do that and in travel, let's say you're cheering on Trump or you're cheering on the bastion of Trump. If it's bullshit reporting and you cheer it on, it can come right back to bite you in the ass, because the same person you're cheering on to talk about Russia collusion for 2.5 years, because that was one of the things that's been going on for 2.5 years, tying up the airwaves, everyone was waiting, and it was a big goose egg. If you cheer them on for 2.5 years doing that, and then they come and they take your business down, and you're tied to the Dominican Republic, and you've got a big investment, we're talking like that Hyatt Ziva and Zilara, between everything that they're doing down there, it's over a $500 million investment. They don't want this because it's bull. And so from that standpoint, you can't have it both ways. You can't cheer them on when they're making a bunch of noise positive about your candidate or lying about the one you hate, and you're cheering on the nonsense, but then get all up in arms when they publish something about the Dominican Republic that's completely false, because you know the cloth, you know, like, what are they made of? Like, what's the basis of this? So I thought it was interesting, if she had actually read her own post, which is the article from New York Post, the toxicology was tied to the couple Holmes and Day. And that's the only thing, according to my sources, which I think are pretty damn good, that the FBI is actually investigating. Because the only mystery down there is, how did two people die in the same room at the same time? You know, I mentioned before, I don't know what it is, but did they buy drugs on the beach? Were drugs found in the room? And were those drugs tested? And were they laced with fentanyl or something like that? That could be the case. Was it carbon monoxide or something like that in just that room? Could be. We don't know yet. Until they come out, that's the only, quote, mystery in this whole thing. And I think, in my opinion, you are going to basically be surprised, because again, I have some insights that I can't share with you because they're off the record at this point. I think some people are going to be really surprised as to what that cause ultimately is going to be determined to be for the death of those folks. And if you just want to, like, another sort of wake-up call, you remember that couple that disappeared? I think it was back in April. They were leaving the resort around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, driving to Santo Domingo. And first of all, very dumb thing to do. You don't know the country. You're driving, you know, long distance, 2.5 hours. Not a great idea. Would not recommend it. Get yourself a professional transfer, or don't take a flight that leaves at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Whole bunch of reasons. And they thought something terrible had happened, like they'd run into foul play, this and that. And it turns out they actually ran off the road. The car flipped. One person was launched from the car, died there, and her body was found. I think it was the lady. She was found in the water. And when the car was discovered, they found the gentleman in the car. And I might have the backwards in terms of which body was where. It was a horrific story. It was terrible. But again, we had no facts. And then days later, when the facts came out, it was kind of like the front page story just went to the middle. Oh yeah, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Here it is. That was the update. So sensationalism, front page news, they disappeared. And then the reality is what it is. So I got to wrap. You know why? Because I'm way over. I try to keep it tight. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast and you've listened all the way through. Remember, subscribe and write a review for me, and check out the State Department's warning for the Dominican Republic. They actually say it's safe to go for tourists to go. It's a level 2 warning, meaning just exercise normal caution. The other thing is, if you want to have just a very basic tip, just don't go to places like Hong Kong when there's a lot of political unrest. Try to avoid places like that. And if you are traveling overseas and you do have concerns, I would say that avoid what they call soft targets, where there are large gatherings, stadiums, things like that, you know, for potential terrorism and such. That would be my tip in terms of your safety for travel. But my tip for going out and supporting a great destination would be get your ass on a plane and go to the Dominican Republic. They've got amazing properties, 5-star and above, and you will not be disappointed. 3 million Americans went there last year. Don't believe the hype, folks. It's bullshit. You should go and enjoy yourself. Till next week, thanks for tuning in.